This informative podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/science for a selection of science-backed, laboratory-tested superfoods and nutritional products. Thank you for your support. If you don't read the science news every day and actually go through the science journals and medicine journals and botanical journals, you might be under the false misimpression that there isn't much science or evidence to support the idea of medicinal herbs or nutrition for disease prevention or even disease reversal with certain foods or supplements or herbs. Because that's the impression that very often the medical status quo has tried to give people, this idea that vitamins are worthless or that nutrition doesn't work or that medicinal herbs aren't backed by evidence. And to some extent, that's also repeated by the FDA and the mainstream media. But it turns out that's completely false. And in a fascinating way, we have expanded our science research team significantly over the last few months. And we've also acquired the rights to publish some new science websites. And I'll give you those domains here. They include science.news. They include food.news and health.news. These are top-level domains. We are now the exclusive content producers for those websites. And in order to be granted that permission, we greatly expanded our content team to where we have an entire team now that just researches the breaking news science and medicine on natural substances. Again, supplements, herbs, vitamins, nutrients, all these things. And we now scan over 1,300 sources for breaking news from the realm of evidence-based science and medicine in order to find these stories that we're bringing you on those websites. So there are a couple of messages from this. Number one, if you're really interested in just fascinating breakthrough science that is not covered by the mainstream media, then check out science.news or food.news or health.news, because those are sites that we now publish. And the second thing, the second point is what I opened with here, which is that there is an astonishing array of evidence to support the efficacy or what's considered the usefulness of natural remedies and natural cures and natural substances for preventing and even reversing disease. Many types of diseases, everything from Alzheimer's and cancer to diabetes, skin disorders, and so on. Infertility, you name it. It's astonishing. We can't even keep up almost. My goal actually is to assess all of science. Every study that's published, we want to be able to have a set of eyes on it to decide whether that's a headline that we should write, you know, a story that we should cover. And so we have a whole team doing this. It's a lot. It's a lot of work. But even with this dedication that we have to this process, it's astonishing how much news there is. I think, like just yesterday, I proved over 60 stories from the realm of science and medicine and nutrition. 60 stories in one day. We're not even publishing that many, but we are publishing 20 to 30 per day now, which is a pretty big number, and it's going to continue to increase. So nobody in the world will have the coverage that we will have. You'll see it accelerating more in 2018. We will have the most comprehensive coverage of medical science, botanicals, herbs, supplements, all of that. All evidence-based, too, by the way. Not just a bunch of, you know, testimonials. Some guy says, oh, I used honey to cure my toe fungus. No, we're talking about, you know, science studies that have been published, actual research that has been done. And by the way, as a side note, we also publish a website called research.news, which just covers scientific research that's breaking on different topics, not just health, but sometimes space exploration, robotics, chemistry, renewable energy technology, drones, robots, all kinds of stuff. So you might want to check out research.news if you're interested in that. But there'll be a lot of overlap to the news sites that we're publishing, which again are science.news, food.news, and health.news. And we were selected for that. We were chosen because of the incredible job that we've been doing covering the realm of science. There's just nobody else on the planet that is willing to do this for humanity, because all the other media, they're just funded by Big Pharma. Let's face it. You know, I'm talking about conventional media, what used to be called mainstream media, corporate run media. They're just funded by the drug companies, so they become prostitutes for Big Pharma. They don't want to cover natural cures. They don't want to cover nutrition for the most part. Every once in a while they will, but for the most part they don't. We are the ones covering this. We are now the most authoritative and comprehensive source in the world for this kind of news. And it's not just on Natural News, although Natural News carries a lot of that. It's all these other websites that we're publishing as well. You may not know this, but we publish now hundreds of websites, you know, too many to even go into here. You know, some on health, some on self-reliance, off-grid living, survival gear, firearms and self-defense, a few sites on politics and big government and liberty, sites on ecology, chemistry, green living, renewable energy, mind-body medicine, space exploration, freaking UFOs. I mean, we cover the gamut right now. We have kind of quietly become one of the largest publishers in the world in terms of online content. And wait till you see what I have in store for you for 2019 and beyond. I'm not even gonna not gonna give the hint even yet on that, because I don't want to you know, give too much away until we announce it. But it's awesome. There's so much good news coming. And by the way, we're also having a spillover effect into the mainstream media, because there is now more coverage of natural cures that used to be things you would only hear on Natural News. For example, turmeric. It's there was a headline on Drudge the other day that turmeric cures cancer. On Drudge. And it's in the Daily Mail, and it's in different media outlets across the United States. Just turmeric as a cancer cure is becoming a mainstream concept. And we're one of the major sources that really began to talk about that. And other websites like Green Med Info also, you know, really did the research on that, published the science. Just a few of us who are responsible for this. I don't mean to leave anybody out, but it's a small number. It's a short list. You talk about blueberries. You talk about green tea. You talk about vitamin D. All these topics. You know, red grapes, resveratrol. Look at the media coverage of resveratrol now for preventing heart disease and preventing heart attacks and strokes and all these things. It is astonishing how much is starting to get picked up by the mainstream media, you know, 15 years after we started writing about it. So we are having a big influence, but we're way ahead of the mainstream media as well in terms of covering a lot more medical science, nutrition science, and so on. And also think about the idea, you know, back in the 1990s, if you said type 2 diabetes could be reversed, you were immediately labeled a quack. You were called a fringe quack doctor or whatever. Well, now it's actually very common knowledge that type 2 diabetes can be reversed. And how do you reverse it? By changing what you eat. You change your diet and you change the results that you get in terms of your health. And type 2 diabetes is probably the easiest way to see the reversal of a major disease by changing what you eat and drink. You give up soda, you give up high fructose corn syrup, you give up fried foods, and it's just an immediate, well, almost immediate reversal. It can take time, depending on how far along that disease has progressed. But you add some exercise to it, man, the acceleration of healing just kicks into high gear. It's astonishing. So that's a mainstream idea now as well. But I remember it was just 20 years ago. If you talked about that, you were considered a kook. Now it's kind of accepted mainstream medicine. You know, you can prevent and reverse heart disease. And everybody knows statin drugs are toxic. Everybody knows fluoride in the water supply lowers the IQs of children. It's not a fringe topic anymore. Everybody knows flu shots contain mercury. It's not a fringe topic. It's mainstream knowledge at this point. That's how much things have progressed. And as always, I really want to thank you for your part in helping us get to this mainstream understanding. Because without you, you know, none of this would have really caught on. Without your support, you know, we wouldn't have been able to do this, because we are self-funded. And that's the other cool thing about all this. You know how the mainstream media is funded by Big Pharma. And there's a lot of organizations that are funded, like fake think tanks, fake groups are funded by Monsanto, or they're funded by Big Oil, or they're funded by pesticide companies, DuPont, Bayer, what have you. You know that we are not funded by government. We are not funded by universities. We're not funded by big mega corporations. We're not funded by big nonprofits. We are self-funded through your support. And what that means is we have the luxury of only answering to you. We don't answer to anybody else. There's nobody that signs my paycheck that can cut me off other than you, the audience. So we're 100% dedicated to you. We're 100% loyal to you, even financially, beyond just ethically and morally and spiritually. Financially, we are not beholden to anyone, no one. No one pulls our purse strings. You know what I mean? And that's rare. I don't know of anybody else in media. Well, actually, I can think of a few in independent media, but in terms of mainstream media, no, there's nothing like that. They're all controlled. They're all infiltrated. They're run by the corporations. They're run by the quack science status quo. They're ordered what to do, what to say by the CDC when it comes to vaccines. They're ordered by Big Pharma to push pharmaceuticals, statin drugs, blood pressure drugs, ADHD drugs, psychiatric drugs, depression drugs, you name it. Vaccines for pets, big push for that too by these same companies. So we are unique, we are different, and we are dedicated to you. And I just wanted to reiterate that because it's a very exciting time to be alive. It's an exciting mission to be part of. It's an exciting new frontier for independent science, which is really what this is. And it's the freedom to think that we are expanding. We are defending the freedom to think, the freedom to speak, the freedom to learn, the freedom to explore realms of science, medicine, nutrition, disease prevention, quality of life, longevity, anti-aging, all these things. This is what we are part of, and you are part of our effort because of your support for what we do. So I thank you from the bottom of my heart. I thank you for allowing us to have this incredible opportunity. You can read more at naturalnews.com, and you can hear my podcast at healthrangerreport.com. Thanks for listening.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
When it comes to real science behind nutritional supplements and personal care products, even superfoods and nutrients, nobody pays as much attention to what's in your products as we do at healthrangerstore.com. We have an in-house laboratory, ISO accredited. We do mass spec testing for heavy metals, herbicides like glyphosate, bacteria, microbiology testing, including E. coli and salmonella, yeast and mold, and others. We do extensive testing, and we reject 80% of the raw materials lots that we test. And we only use the top 20% that pass our stringent requirements for ultra-clean food, supplements, personal care products, and green living home products like eco-friendly laundry detergent, body soaps, dishwasher detergent, things for your home, things for your body, things that are good for the environment and good for you, and that we can verify through our science. Because our position is we don't trust any supplier of raw materials. We've been in this industry for long enough to know that there's all kinds of organic fraud, counterfeit certifications, fake claims, and just a lack of basic testing out there. Heavy metals inundate the supply of superfoods, and even organics often will contain glyphosate and other toxic herbicides and pesticides. That's why we do this testing. We've learned not to trust any source in the industry, and that it takes determined, consistent testing to produce clean products, and that's why people shop with us. That's why we have over 100,000 customers at healthrangerstore.com who have come to trust us, to trust our lab testing, to know that we provide the world's cleanest foods, supplements, and superfoods using today's best science, the best, the most expensive scientific instruments in the world, triple quad mass spectrometry, ICP-MS for heavy metals analysis. We also have single quad mass specs and other instruments, time of flight, tandem mass spec time of flight instrument, and other things. To get our lab tested products, just go to healthrangerstore.com/science. That's healthrangerstore.com/science. There you'll find hundreds of products that have been laboratory tested, verified for your safety and efficacy and product honesty. Again, that URL, type it into your browser, is healthrangerstore.com/science. We do extensive testing, like no one. No one does this, and especially not Amazon, where they sell products that are loaded with toxic lead and high levels of aluminum that are off the charts that you can't even believe. I mean, if you want to eat lead and aluminum, buy supplements from Amazon. But if you want good science-backed clean food and clean supplements, you get that from healthrangerstore.com. That's what people have come to know us for providing, and that's why people keep coming back to us. We are dedicated to this testing, and we continue to make investments in our laboratory facilities to bring you the cleanest, most verified nutritional products in the world. No one else does what we do. No one. We are leading the world in clean food, and you can take advantage of that right now at healthrangerstore.com. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I thank you for your support. There's much more to come. The more you support us, the more we can produce content to help educate the world and uplift people through natural solutions based on nutrition and superfoods, disease prevention, cognitive enhancement, anti-aging technology, and much more. Thank you for your support.